Let's go, girls. Come on.
Hello, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Janet Sprisler. I promise she would be back, and she's here. She's really here.
Yes, 3 weeks did go by a long, 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 long time. It seemed like I was gone forever. So I'm back, and everybody, you know, stay tuned because there's lots of stuff that's been happening.
Lots of stuff. We said it would be an exciting show. It's been a wild couple of weeks since
you've been gone.
No, we had a good time. Spence kept me all in check, and sometimes I didn't know my own name. Sometimes I didn't know the name of the show. But
who am I and where am I?
But we managed through. So
that's awesome.
Great to have you back.
Thank you so much. It was a whirlwind for me too. I was on vacation and I went to Europe, which is my first time there. So went to Portugal and Spain, Monaco, and then stayed a few days in Rome. So eye-opening situations, you know, beautiful, amazing things I can't wrap my head around, you know, things that are built before, you know, 3 BC.
Right.
Everything's very ornate. For those of you who have been to Europe, I get it. It's beautiful. Stunning. It'll change your life. It's just that awesome. So yeah,
it was a great time. I'm glad you had a great time.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and she did learn some educational stuff because I told people you were learning.
Yes,
education.
I did.
And she learned some really great educational things.
Well, what I did is I took a course on thank you. It was called the Thank You Project, and it basically tells you how to be more grateful for things in your life. Everything in your life. And it was amazing. It was a full day and a half course. They give you homework. You have to write letters to people. It was really cool. Really, really cool. And then there's, you know, a structure to it too. So it just makes you more grateful. It makes you appreciate things more. Your relationships become better because of it. And so I'm grateful for that.
Aw.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. That, you know, I believe in the power of a thank you note. I send them out to everyone. I just am so grateful for the people in my life, you know, whether it's an owner, you know, another professional or one of our residents. You know, I'm just grateful for just people just being really great people in life.
Right.
So well, acknowledging that's amazing.
If you think about all the people that do things for you. For instance, fly the plane, right? Have an awesome landing. Like, don't bounce us around for, you know, 5 minutes thinking we're all going to die, right?
Right.
You're like, I'm so grateful for him. He's such a professional. He did such a great job. You just want to go and thank him, right?
Right.
And then your, you know, stewardesses that have worked their little butts off for, you know, 9 hours, because that's how long that flight was, just to keep you happy and hydrated and all of those things, you start really paying attention to what you're grateful for. And so when you do that, it really starts changing your life. It really does. And so I'm hoping to bring that here. I'm working on that so that others can enjoy that that course. And they were very excited about that. So we'll see if I can pull that off in the next month or so.
Love that.
And see if we can't bring that to everybody because awesome. It's very, very valuable.
Well, now let's hit some real estate. That's amazing. I love that.
Right?
So I know that you've pulled up some stats for what's going on, something to be grateful here in Ventura County.
Well, you know, the market is in springtime, and that's when our market is furious and no different now. Even though it seems like it's slow, it is not. So Ventura now has 103 listings active on the market. We haven't been over 100 for a long time. So the fact that we have that many properties to show, I might have 3 properties to show you instead of one or none.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's exciting. 25 of those listings are new in the last 3 weeks. So
wow.
Since I've been gone, 25 listings have been put on the market. And 85 of those listings are pending. So they're in escrow. They've been on the market for a very short time. And they're either under contract or pending, which under contract means that they have contingencies to remove. Pending means they've removed all those contingencies and ready to close. So Oxnard has 116 active listings, which they haven't been over 100 in a long time either.
Right.
And 29 of those listings are new. So the market is picking up. People are, you know, starting to think that, you know, 6%, 7% is not that bad. I think they're getting their arms around that. And, you know, inflation is rising. So the fact that everything is good, our jobs report came out, was wonderful. CPI is wonderful. Everybody's spending money like they have a lot of it.
Right.
And, you know, that's creating inflation to go up a little bit. So we're trying to get it down so that things aren't so expensive, but people are spending money like they have it. So that's causing this whole thing. Camarillo is at 93 active listings with 19 new listings and 85 under contract. So the fact that those stats are what they are is telling me that I'm going to be busy for like the next 3 or 4 months. And thank goodness I had days off, because I won't have any. Yeah. And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing on the rental side.
Okay.
Actually, there's about 100 military personnel that are coming into the area.
Oh.
Which is huge.
Yes.
So we hope we have enough housing for you all. We're getting a lot of calls from people who are looking to rent. And, you know, unfortunately, there's just not enough housing. So
right.
If you see something, you love it. Or they're like, tell me, can you send me a link to your website? Yes, I can send you a link to my website, but I'm not going to call or email people because of fair housing.
Right.
So I want to let people know that. What I tell people is you go to Zillow, you go ahead and you put in all the requirements of what you're looking for in a home. When you see something you like, set it for daily. Don't set it, or sometimes if you're really desperate, set it for hourly, immediate updates, because by the time you wait a week, it's gone. So right now I have two units, 4455 Antigua. That's down in Mandalay Colony.
They're beautiful.
Yes, we did a price improvement down to $32.95 yesterday. Two bedroom, two bath, first floor, close to one of the five spas, as well as there is two pools. You have your racquetball, you have your pickleball. The units, everything's in it is fresh as can be. So you have new carpet, new paint, all new. He's done a great job in there. So I don't imagine that lasting much longer. I still have a 522 Garonne. That's had like four applicants on it. But the applications, we do have requirements. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
So if you are with a housing authority, please feel free to apply to one of these units, because it is definitely within your price scope. So we have that. I don't think it'll last by the end of next week. But, yeah, you just have to have all your information. A lot of people are giving, like, partial information. And, you know, we cannot approve off of partial information.
Right.
Full picture for everybody. But I do have coming up 1107 South Satakoi. That should be on the market on Monday. Then we have coming up a 3188 Trinity. We just need a really sunshiny day. We didn't have one yesterday. So we're just looking for that to give you the best pictures possible. Three-bedroom, two-bath. They've done the front landscaping. They've remodeled the interior. Huge, huge vaulted ceilings in that great area near the Lemon Schools, near the mall. So you're looking at Midtown, and you have a cute little backyard. That one's going to be going for $36.95. It's a stunner. It's a stunner. I can't wait for the pictures to come through.
Oh, nice.
So once we have all that, so $36.95. So if you're interested in any of those units, follow us at rent805.com. We are looking forward to seeing how we can serve in the springtime, because it is super busy.
It is super busy. I have a little four-bedroom, two-bath, one-story Pepper Tree condo. It is 1,256 square feet, which is one of the largest condos in there. And it is got $50,000 worth of upgrades. Every single surface has been touched. Every single surface is new. It's got brand new windows, brand new sliders. It's freshly painted. There's new carpet. There's new flooring. There's a new kitchen with new appliances and a new bathroom, two new bathrooms with all new fixtures and showers and everything. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And so that is priced at $525, and it will be open today from 12 to 4. So you can take a look. It's 1300 Saratoga, number 906. and it will be open today from 12 to 4.
That sounds amazing. Well, I want you all to stay tuned because coming up next, we have Joe Parisi. He's going to talk to us all about what's going on in the mortgage world, as well as an exciting guest host today that Karen doesn't have any idea who is.
Here we go.
We are going to have a great time today, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Come to Ventiki in downtown Ventura at the corner of Fir and Main for happy hour food and drinks from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy a specialty drink by one of our cocktail shamans, where you will be amazed by the aloha spirit the moment you walk through our A-frame archway and sit around our fire pit on our open patio. See you soon. Mahalo. Call us at 805-667-8887. Once again, that's 805-667-8887.
Let's go, girls.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are women in real estate here on KVT 1590 AM. So excited to have Joe Parisi in the studio with us right now. He's going to talk us all about what's going on in the market, the mortgage world.
The mortgage market.
Yes.
Well, thanks again for having me on. I know our caller or our listeners can't see this, but I'm showing Karen and Janet the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Top article, rates top 7%. So we are at the top of the news, that is interest rates. It's been an interesting week because it's been a shift in tone from what the Federal Reserve was saying they were doing. Just in December, they were saying they were going to probably cut rates at least three times this year. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that, and he really telegraphed it. And now with the inflation numbers that are coming out and the employment figures, believe it or not, we're hearing the word hike as a possibility.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So I don't think we'll ever get there, but the change in tone is we're probably not going to see many cuts, if any, this year. And that's why I said, I think a couple of weeks ago on the air about the fact that we have to have a change in mindset, mm-hmm. that 7% is not crazy. In fact, the Freddie Mac chief economist sounded the alarm saying, as a buyer, you better act fast or risk getting burned. Quoting him, that's what he said. So what we need to talk about when we talk about interest rates is inflation. And Karen alluded to that a little bit there too, because inflation is the enemy of interest rates. And what we're seeing is the numbers that are coming out are persistently staying same, not coming down like we had wanted to. So what's happened is housing being one of the items is causing this, because the price of housing goes up, that's when inflation goes up. Energy, oil, because of the Middle East situation, and the biggest one, which we all know about because we all have to pay for, is insurance. Car insurance
is just
home
my
insurance,
pain.
Yes, gone through the roof. And that's a big factor in the numbers that come out in the PCE and the CPI, which are the inflation numbers that are looked at by the Fed for a move. So with those hanging on there, we're seeing the inflation just holding steady, not dropping like they had planned. So the Fed kind of got it wrong when they said we're going to make these cuts. You know, the good news is that with the rates at 7% now, and with the change in tone. We might see a little bit of a slowdown, which means a good thing because we want things to slow down. We want the economy to slow down so that we can get inflation down, and then rates will drop again.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I've just been reading a lot about that, especially since I had a few C days to do that. But I've been really trying to understand that there's a lot of refis going on. And the refis are not because we're refining the property values or we're refining the interest rate. What they're refining is consolidating and consolidating debt. So if you're paying 22% on a credit card, as an example, or maybe even up to 25 or 28% on a credit card, and your car loan is at 10%, let's say, and your mortgage is at 2.5%, which, you know, you don't want to give that up. But, you know, there's going to come a point where it makes more sense to refi at 6% or 7% and consolidate that debt so that you're not paying those high credit card debts.
Absolutely correct. It's amazing that, you know, people say, oh, 7%. I'm not going to go into 7%. But what's happened is we're seeing, in fact, 28% of home loans done in the last month were refinances. That kind of blew me away. I thought it might be 10%. But you're seeing exactly that. So with, you know, the consumer, like you said, buying, putting it on a credit card, and then with car loans and the rates that they're at, somebody at a 3% rate with a car loan or two, a bunch of credit cards at 20%, when you look at the blended interest rate that their household is paying, it's not the 3%. They're looking at maybe 6, even 7% when you factor in those 18, 19, 20% credit cards and car loans. So even though you're going into a rate that's higher on your home, you got to look at your monthly budget and your household expenses and your interest that you're paying overall, not just on the home, but on everything else. We have a tool, an analysis. It's a quick, literally 1 minute tool. We can put the credit cards and your car loans into the system, and it'll give you the analysis to say if this makes sense or not. So if your average interest you're paying over the total household debt is, you know, 7%, then it probably makes sense.
Yeah.
If it's not, at least you've done the legwork to know that, okay, I'm probably going to wait a little bit, but at least I checked it out. Because some people blindly just go out paying all that interest and not knowing it.
Which is crazy. So tell people where they can find you, Joe.
Phone number 818-687-6047. And my NMLS number, which I have to give, is 255-572.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Well, coming up, we are having what I'm going to call Karen's big announcement. So you definitely, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, you will want to go ahead and stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Pat from Pothier Hypnotherapy, and I'm located right here in Ventura County. Just open a newspaper, watch TV, or even get on social media, and you can see all the negative things that affect our lives. In my practice, we focus on the positive. We want to assist you to be the very best that you can be, to live your best life ever. I offer a variety of services under my three main programs of diet-free life, weight management, smoking cessation, and overcoming trauma. See, we all have something that holds us back. I can be reached through my website, pothierhypnotherapy.com, or call my cell, 818-468-0777. We all deserve happiness, peacefulness, and love in our lives. Call me. Again, that phone number, 818-468-0777.
Are you a real estate investor or a housing provider here in Ventura County, and you're worried about possibly the new California laws? Maybe you're having headaches with your maintenance, or you just want more freedom from your investment? Well, at Rent 805, we can make all those issues go away for you. Please give us a call at rent805.com because we manage your property so your property does not manage you. Once again, that's rent805.com or 805-776-8805.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are women in real estate here on KVTA 1590 AM and wherever you listen to your podcast. Well, it's time for the big reveal. Here in our studio, we have Lyle Elliott, the broker manager of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Properties. Did I get all the words in right?
You did. Woo-hoo! You got it all.
And what are we announcing today, Lyle?
We are announcing that Karen Campbell has officially joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Properties office in Ventura.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome, Karen.
I am so excited. You got to know. I have been waiting to do this. I did it right before I left on my trip, which was just an insane thing to do, by the way. And I just have to say it is an amazing place to work. I know several people in that office, and I have been fully engaged in training. And I have to say that the powerful tools that Berkshire Hathaway has are amazing. They're amazing. Like, I can't wait to get into the middle of them. I did a lot of learning about that yesterday, and so very excited.
Well, we have some people who are on the line who wanted to congratulate you as well. We're going to start with Paul Hunt.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul, are you there?
Hello. How are we doing?
Great. Thank you, Paul, for joining us. Karen's on the line. She just got surprised by Lyle being in here. And go ahead. Say a few words.
Well, I think everybody's going to be congratulating Karen for her new placement, but I want to congratulate Berkshire Hathaway for their foresight in acquiring you, Karen. I mean, your community involvement, your radio exposure, lifetime of being in Ventura, and 35 years of real estate is going to bring a big benefit to them and their other agents.
You're absolutely right, Paul.
Really good office, right? You're giving her a good office, right?
Absolutely. Well, she is both a real estate and community icon. So we are very fortunate to have attracted her level and caliber of realtor into our office.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are too much.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for calling in. We have a next caller on the line. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Karen Hayren calling.
Hey, Karen Hayren.
Well, hello. I just want to wish Karen, we're so happy to have you with the Berkshire Hathaway family, and having you on Lyle's team is just fantastic. We just think you're just a perfect fit, and I'm very, very excited to have you here. Plus, you and I are next door sharing offices.
I know. Awesome. I'm so excited.
Hey, Karen Power. I'm loving it.
I love it, too. That's fantastic.
My two favorite Karens all at once.
There
this is great. I couldn't organize this. It just happens to happen spontaneously.
I like it. It works for us. We have that whole Karen wing.
That's right.
Yes, we do. We have a Karen wing.
Fantastic.
So welcome, welcome. Wait, I just can't wait to see you in the office. I know we'll be running into each other a lot, being that we're right next door.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to see you.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to our next caller. Who's on the line with us? Hello? Hello, welcome. All right.
Hello?
Hello, there you are. Who do we have here?
This is Adela Tyner. Hi, Karen. Hi, Janice. Lyle.
Adela, where the heck are you?
Well, I'm on the road to Nashville right now, believe it or not. But I couldn't miss the opportunity to call in and welcome Karen, because I do am from Berkshire Hathaway. I'm so excited to have Karen. Not only because we'll be sisters in arms at Berkshire Hathaway, but because we also play so well together at the Chamber of Commerce. And, Karen, we get involved in all kinds of stuff, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Regarding how we have you, and I'm just so excited to have you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Adela, for calling in. I believe we have another caller on the line. Thank you so much. So, who do you have on the line now? Hello? Welcome to KBTA Girls on the Air. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello, there you are. Who do we have
it's
on the line?
It's Lynn, remember me?
Oh, my gosh. I'm.
Oh,
she's my
Lynn
right
Kenton.
Hand. My right hand in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, congratulations, girl.
Thank you so much.
I'm not far behind you.
Yay, I'm so excited. We'll work out those logistics, won't we?
There's always logistics.
Yes, we will.
There's always
yes,
logistics.
We will. I'm going to let you move on to the others. You take care. I love
oh,
you.
Thanks
love
so
you.
Much, Lynn.
Bye. Bye. Hi, Lyle.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, that was fun. Now, we will be having people call in throughout the rest of the show
just to
let you know. Because, I wanted to shock and awe her, and I think I got her a little shocked.
A little shocked. A lot shocked.
A lot shocked.
Yes.
So I understand Karen has picked out her office.
She has. She has a window. She has a floor-to-ceiling window.
I do. Right in the front. It's beautiful. Beautiful garden. It's really nice, I have to say.
And where is it located at?
Right at the front door. Like,
no,
coming
I mean,
into
where's
the front
Berkshire
door?
Hathaway?
Oh, I'm
here.
Sorry. What's the
789
address?
789 South Victoria Suite 101. I'm sorry, Suite 100 in Ventura.
Oh, my goodness.
We're on the first floor of the three-story building on the corner of Victoria and Thill, directly across from the government center.
That's awesome. So it's literally 4 minutes from my house.
Oh, that's
Four
amazing.
Minutes.
That's amazing.
In case I forget something, right?
Yep. We have another person who wanted to jump in to congratulate you, Karen.
Hi, Karen. It's Joe Parisi from Guaranteed Rate. I wanted to congratulate you, and it's as it's been said, you are not just a top realtor in the area, but an icon in the community. And we have a fairly new relationship, and I can't believe I'm privileged and had the chance to meet you through the Chamber of Commerce and work together with you now. So congrats.
Thank you so much. Oh, Janet.
Oh, my fingers have been busy dialing and texting
the
world.
Yes, they have. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So she has flowers. She has balloons, which she doesn't know. She has cupcakes. We got some buntlets or buntinis, as we call them. Mainly because I knew I was going to drive Spence crazy with all this, and he had to have cupcakes. I'm bribing everyone
today. He's in on it, too.
Oh,
I can tell.
He's been in on it for a couple of days, and I really appreciate how fantastic of an engineer we have with us. So thank you so
very
much, Spence.
Sweet.
So tell us a bit more about what your first couple of weeks at Berkshire Hathaway will look like.
Well, first of all, I need to immerse myself into all of the systems and get educated about all of the programs that they have because they are amazing. I find that it's a higher level of real estate, luxury brand. I'm a luxury agent, so I'm very excited about that. Lots of new tools that I can use to make that happen. And, you know, there's a marketing team. There's just everything that you need to be a successful, proficient agent is at Berkshire Hathaway. So I'm very excited to be there. I'm very excited to be part of the team with Lyle and all of the agents that I've known for a long time in that office. And there's a lot of new agents that I haven't met yet, and I'm very excited to meet them as well. So, you know me, if I can help someone, I will definitely do that. So
I'm so excited for you. So coming up, we're going to continue to have Lyle Elliott here in the studio with us. We're going to be taking more callers. If you're one of our favorite listeners and you would like to also call in and congratulate Karen, we're more than willing to take that call, 805-650-1590. We'd like you to stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are Women in Real Estate live today on KVTA 1590 AM. We're here every Saturday from 11 AM to 12. And this is an exciting weekend. Karen is back. Karen has changed brokerages. It's just an all-around great time. This is, I like to call this the party time for Karen to celebrate her success. She has done so much in the real estate community. I don't know if most people even know. She's a former past president of the Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors. She works with the leadership team there. She also does so much with the chamber. with the blood drives? What are you, like the gallon, the queen of the gallons of blood?
Well, I have O negative blood, so I'm over 5 gallons. And
that's
so
amazing.
It goes right into little itty bitty bags and saves babies. So I, you know, every time they tell me that, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Right?
Yes, that's fantastic. So she does so much in the community, and we just really wanted to congratulate her and really just start off her success at Berkshire Hathaway, starting with us here, our girls on the air, just really supporting you. So we are so excited for you. What you didn't see was when she didn't know Lyle was coming, and she didn't know there was going to be flowers and balloons. and literally, they've been sitting right outside. There's a wall behind us. They've been sitting outside.
They were.
We were. We snuck them in. I literally had gotten out of the studio like 5 seconds before Karen pulled up. So, poor Spence. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I'm Janet Sprisler, and
I'm Karen Campbell, and I am blown away. So thank you so much for everything. You guys are really something, I'll tell you.
We tried. Something.
Did a surprise. Well, I have a special announcement that I need to make. The city of Fillmore has been finding out that there's some people that have been portraying themselves as city officials and going door to door and asking if they can test their water, that it's been contaminated and that they absolutely need to test it. The water is not contaminated. It is safe to drink. It's safe to cook with. You can wash your clothes in it and shower in it. There's no problem with the water in the city of Fillmore. So if someone does knock on your door and wants to test the water and they portray themselves as a city official from the city of Santa Paula, you need to make a call to 911. Or you need to call the city of Santa Paula at 805-524-2233. There is no person that should be coming and testing the water at your residence. Do not let them in. Do not accept their invitation of testing your water because your water is safe. So just be aware, there's a lot of scams going on, and when something gets brought to our attention, we try to help the public understand and know about it, and that's what we're doing today, is we're just giving you the heads up that that has been happening. They are working with law enforcement, and they will be getting the word out in every which way that they can, so...
Tessie, do you have another announcement as well?
Well, yes, the Rising from the Ashes home tour is today. It's from 12 to 4. Tickets are $50. It's for all of the fire rebuilds. So there are 6 new homes on the tour. Proceeds go to the Ventura County Library programs and services. And you can go to vclibraryfoundation.org to get tickets. So it's today from 12 to 4. And you can tour all of those homes. So they're all different styles, all different types of architecture. They're beautiful. They've taken advantage of views. And so you really want to take a look at those homes.
That's amazing. You know, so many of us were affected by the fires. And for them to have this, that's pretty cool to have to see those homes.
Well, and Karen, your announcement made me think that on Sunday, tomorrow, there is a drop-off at our office at 789 South Victoria for the Move-In Foundation, which provides, whether it's furniture, whether it's dishes, whether it's anything that will furnish a unit or an apartment for someone that has been homeless. They're a 501c3. They've been in Ventura for a number of years. A really good organization, and that's from 9 to 1. So you can drop those items off tomorrow here in Ventura.
And I've been working with Kathy for a very long time, Kathy Powell, and she has 4 storage units. The coolest thing is when somebody becomes housed, they can actually go to the storage unit and pick out their furniture. They get a kitchen box, a bathroom box, an office box, and that way they have things that they can actually live comfortably in their new property. So I support that 100%. Anytime I have a property that I've sold and they don't want something, it goes right to Kathy Powell.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you for letting us know about that. We do have a couple callers on the line. Go ahead and we'll see who's on the line here with us. Hello? Hello? Welcome to KVTA. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. It sounds like Tamara.
It is. It's Tamara Rossi Molina with Choice Home Warranty, and I'm so excited about what's going on here today. Congratulations, Karen. So happy for you. Yes. I was thinking back and, you know, trying to count up the years that I've known you, and I think it's probably 25 years.
At
which
least.
Which is crazy. I know. And you're one of the most ethical, knowledgeable, hardest working agents. You're an unbelievable friend. Berkshire Hathaway is a great company. You guys are a great match. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for Lyle. And I can't wait to see you and congratulate you in person.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you, too.
Yeah, it's great. And what a fun show today.
Thank
you. You guys
are
wonderful.
Oh, thanks so much for calling in, Tamara. I believe we have one more caller on the line. KVTA, Girls on the Air. Who do we have on the air with us?
This is Jeff Winbach. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Jeff, how are you? Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, I just want to say congratulations on your move. And, yeah, hope you the best. And I know you're going to kill it over there.
Thank you so much. You guys are all so awesome.
We appreciate you so much for calling in, Jeff. You have a great, great afternoon.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Thanks. I don't think we have any more callers on the line. Do we have one more caller?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They'll be
okay.
Here.
They'll be here.
Trust me, they'll be here.
Absolutely. Well, then, coming up, you want to make sure that you are listening on to us to see what's going to happen next with Karen. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you've planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
And you're such a sneaky person.
I know. We welcome Lyle Elliott into the studio. He is our guest host today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit more about yourself, if you would.
I would have said office branch manager for Ventura and Ojai Berkshire offices. But in the last 2 weeks, we've been fortunate enough to have the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Realty Associates from Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks, Camarillo, and Oxnard join our offices. So we are very excited. So right now I am covering Ventura County. So very exciting.
That is exciting. That just happened really quick, too, didn't it? I heard rumblings about it, and I was like, "That what?"
We've been step siblings for a long time. So now we are siblings. We're very excited to be working with our friends and associates.
That's amazing. The broader scope is fantastic.
It just makes us stronger.
It does.
It really does.
So how does that affect the Ventura office?
We're very fortunate that we have a strong virtual team for marketing support. So the agents that don't happen to live in Oxnard or Ventura still have resources available to them. We also have an office in Calabasas. We have a drop-in hub spot in Thousand Oaks so that they can move about the county and do their business. So we have grown in Ventura, we have grown in Calabasas, and then we have people in our hub spot in Thousand Oaks right now.
It sounds like you've just added a bunch of extra places where realtors within your organization can take meetings. That's amazing.
And we sell Ventura County and LA County. So wherever you are, we sell.
And Santa Barbara, yes?
And Santa Barbara. We have offices in Santa Barbara, Montecito, Goleta, Los Olivos, and we just opened Paso Robles this week.
So see, Lyle's been busy.
He's been busy, and yet you took the time out to come here.
Karen's special. She always deserves the time.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Love that. So tell us what you're seeing in the market.
I think right now, you know, I've noticed the market is, I wouldn't call it volatile, but the changes are micro changes, and it's very specific to the geographic area. We've seen shifts in the Ojai market, where historically has been very aggressive, and we're seeing that slow on the higher end, but that price point up to about 1.5 is still very desirable. And Ventura up to about 1.2 million is very aggressive right now, and we're seeing the things above 2 and 2.2 really begin to move. Thousand Oaks and Westlake Village and Oxnard are each a little bit different. Oxnard, we're seeing that below 850,000 move very aggressively, particularly if it's a non-Melrose property, very, very aggressive. And then in the Camarillo market, up to 2 million moving very quickly. And Thousand Oaks is aggressive at all price points, regardless of luxury or what I call the median price. So each city has its own micro market.
Wow. But we are seeing a lot more listings come on the market.
We have
a little bit more inventory than we've had in the past. And like I was saying earlier, in Ventura, we have 25 new listings on multiple service. So, you know, that is a huge, huge thing. We're starting to see market or properties come on the market. It gives us the opportunity to give people a choice, which is really, really what I love to do. I want to just say, you know, instead of this is it, you can have this one or you can have this one, right? You don't want to say that to a client. You want to give them some choice so that they have the ability to make a choice. And so we're starting to see that we have that. And it's not a big choice, but it's more than one, which is good.
It's been a while since we've seen that.
Yeah. What about investment properties? Are you seeing a lot of them come onto the market? Like your duplexes, your triplexes?
No, they really aren't coming on the market because people are holding on to those. I think we have 12 in the county, which is not very many, right?
Yeah.
Because I have several clients that are cash buyers that are looking for property, mm-hmm. but they're looking for very specific property. And so if something came on the market that was a six unit apartment building or even a fourplex, there's just not. Yeah.
So the competition is really high for those once they do come on.
It is, because there are a lot of people out looking for that product.
Yes. Yeah. And so we see a lot of the, you know, bigger corporations and bigger insurance companies and people like that are snapping up properties all over across the country. And so it is inflating our prices a lot. And so that's, you know, that's part of the problem too. You're in competition with cash a lot of times, and you're in competition with big corporations that can just buy five properties at a time. Like that's their budget for the month, right? And so that takes our inventory away from the average consumer. And so that's what's causing this market to still stay where it is, very, very volatile. But we are seeing more inventory, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think your biggest challenge is right now?
I think the biggest challenge is letting people understand that if they want to sell a house, it's a good time, because when the interest rates shift, and we all believe they will at some point, at least all the analysts, and I'm sure your expert here today would agree, we're expecting maybe third quarter to see those interest rates shift. The amount of buyers that are waiting for that interest rate to drop will multiply competition tenfold. So it's a good time to sell, even though you may pay a little bit higher interest rate than what you originally anticipated. In the long run, with a refi or acquiring the house you want, will be the solution, because you will pay more for it when that interest rate drops and the buyer pool multiplies.
Because you're going to have a lot more competition. Right now, you don't have as much competition, and you're getting new properties on the market. So that's a good mix for a new buyer. Even for a first-time home buyer, there's so many programs out there for first-time home buyers. Like for my four-bedroom, two-bath Pepper Tree condo, there's five different grant programs for that property. And it's just a matter of, does someone want that property? Are they going to rent it? Are they going to keep it? You know, as a first-time home buyer, you can get into that for very little, 2.5%, 3.5% down, depending upon the grant program. And it allows you to get into the market. So, you know, the goal should be, I need to get into the market. And so what our goal is to help as many people as we possibly can to do that, is to get into the market. Once you're into the market, then you have opportunities to, you know, build equity. You have opportunities to refi. If the cost is too high, you can always refi and consolidate. There's lots of programs and lots of things out there. You just need to sit and talk to a professional, that is in the real estate market that has been doing it for a long time and can help you understand that.
Well, I know that you have your ABR.
I do.
So that's for the buyer representation, the agent buyer representation, correct? So does Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, California Properties, do they also? I wanted to get
it's
all
a
that
long
out there.
Name, I know. Yes.
Do they also have programs to really work with their agents to make sure they understand how this all works now?
They do. I don't think there's a topic that we don't cover through our training program or our president or local training. So I don't think there's a topic that we do not touch on. And Karen has a key point on some of those grant programs. Those typically have a fund expiration. There's X amount of dollars set aside for those. And the more buyers that come in the market, you're competing also to get those grants. So doing something now, you have a much greater chance of acquiring some of those set-aside funds, where you're maybe competing against one or two other people, where if the interest rate drops, you're competing against 10, 20, or 30. So much more complicated process then. And owning a home is the greatest asset and long-term wealth builder. That is what, when you look at the studies of people, that is where the greatest majority over the long term of their personal wealth come from, is the equity in their home.
Absolutely. And it's something that you have forever. So it really is a good goal. And it's not hard to do. I mean, you'd be very surprised on what you can get qualified for with lenders right now. You know, if you've got decent credit, 640, I mean, that's pretty decent, and up, you can get into a loan that will help you build equity and wealth for your whole life. So it's real important.
That's fantastic. Well, coming up, we are going to continue the conversation here. Thank you so much for being here with us, Lyle. We appreciate having you on the air with us. So stay tuned.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks. Cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Hi, this is Joe Parisi. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, and I do home loans, residential, 1 to 4 unit properties. We are one of the top 3 lenders in the United States, and we cover everything from zero down first-time home buyers to step-up mansion buyers. You can reach me at rate.com/Joe Parisi. My NMLS number is 25572. Again, I'm Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. My NMLS number is 25572. You can reach me at 818-687-6047.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Janet Sprisler. And we have with us
Lyle Elliott.
Thanks for being here today. You are a sneaky one, too.
My pleasure. Since I have a broken foot and I'm rolling around on a knee scooter, it's a lot easier to be sneaky.
You know what? I had no idea until I walked out into the lobby. I'm like, ugh. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Right? He's had to have surgery on that foot and everything. He's doing really, really well, which we're so happy. Just want to be up and going. Well, one of the other things that I do is I support the Seroptimist Club. And so we have chartered a new club in Channel Islands. And if you are interested in becoming a member of that club, we are taking new members. We have 25 members right now, and it's only been since September that we started this club. So getting the word out and letting people know about it is been a pleasure. And basically what the Seroptimist Club does is they help girls and women who are in different situations. You know, human trafficking is a huge, huge thing throughout the whole country, but it's right here in Ventura County. You know, girls get trafficked, and there's all different ways that they become trafficked. So Seroptimist Club does everything they can. They have written a bill. It's called SB 1414, and it is getting ready to go to the Senate floor, and it's going to prosecute people that traffic women and girls, and they will have to become sex offenders. So we're hoping that that passes on the Senate floor, and we're hoping to get a lot of support for that. So there's a regional conference this weekend in Woodland Hills. I have been participating in that, driving back and forth, which is just a crazy thing to do, but I'm doing it. And the other thing that they do is they help women that get in bad situations with domestic violence. And that's a huge thing, too. So I know that our law enforcement is very, very careful with domestic violence. It can become very, very heated. And we have a safe house for them. And we provide a lot of things, because when someone is in that situation, they leave with nothing, right? And so they really need to have comforting things. They're in a traumatic situation. And so Seroptimus Club is all about that as well.
That's amazing. I know there's a lot of other things that are going on in the area this weekend. I think everyone's just waiting for that sun to come out. We have an early June gloom.
Yes.
In May.
Alexa told me it was going to be 75 today. I want it to happen now.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. I've been the same way. We've been waiting to take pictures at a couple of our houses. And when it's just so gloomy like this, it's just the difference in the pictures is amazing. So we are just hoping for this sunshine to come out soon. But there is, if you haven't been over to the port at the harbor in I guess it's in Ventura, right there across from the Ventura Village.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. It's a great way to spend the afternoon just walking around, checking out those stores. A lot of those folks have been guests on the air here with us. And it's just a really good time. I was there last week when they did the city of Ventura had their chamber event there. And they brought in the city manager and his whole new team. It was phenomenal to get to meet them. There was some representation from Senator Lamone's office, and we had city council members there. So it was just really a great time for everyone to just see who's now the players in the city of Ventura, which is very, you know, it's a strong relationship now that is being built with the local real estate community. So we're excited to have all of them join the city of Ventura.
Yes, we've needed a big team for quite some time now, and now that we have a full team, I think we'll be able to get some things done at the city, which is awesome. And our city manager has done a fantastic job. He's just worked really, really hard. So, you know, the thing about that area over there is Portside. So Portside has lots of little shops. It has gelato. It has lots of yoga and, you know, just lots of reggae and things that are businesses on the bottom and living space on the top. And the living space at the top has views of the harbor. And so it's just a great place to reside in. And Portside has been an asset to the community and an asset to the, you know, Ventura Harbor area. So it's very, very nice over there.
It's really stunning. In fact, we had our holiday party at Portside, and ocean views, and you can walk around. There's some little coffee shops. They're filling out that retail space. It really is a gem for the city.
It really is. It's a great market there. They have great Greek food, believe it or not. And it's just right on the corner, right next to the gelato place, right next to the coffee place. So it's just a really nice, nice space for them to be in.
And if you're looking for commercial or residential, they have some leases still available.
They do.
So that's something, if you're looking for a thing to do on a sunny afternoon, or then head over to the harbor, the village, where you could have lunch at the Greek. You know, there's so much stuff to do over at the harbor as well. So just get out this weekend and just enjoy it, because I think we've been cooped up with this rain for way too long.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of things happening at Ventura Fairgrounds, too. So there's a couple concerts this weekend. Guns N' Roses was supposed to be there. It got canceled. And Grateful Dead.
Oh.
I know show is supposed to be there this weekend. So expect a lot of traffic off of California, because that's where they're headed. And we're always glad to have great music venues come to Ventura County, because we are getting known for that, which is really awesome. So also May 4th at the Granada, there will be a piano symposium, basically, for Star Wars.
Oh, my goodness. How yeah. fun
so
is that?
So Star Wars music, all the different ones, will be at the Granada. I'll have tickets for you. You'll get to win them next week.
Oh, see, it was worth staying all the way through. So, Lyle, tell people where they can find you.
You can reach me on my cell first at area code 760-899-7646. Our office is at 789 South Victoria, Suite 100 in Ventura. And my email is simply my name, Lyle Elliott, at bhhscal.com.
Awesome.
We really appreciate you coming in and just spending the morning with us with your broken foot. And
thank my you. Pleasure.
Thank you, guys. It was really, really awesome.
And Joe, thank you also for being here this whole entire time with us in studio. We really have really appreciated you here. Karen, congratulations. Have a great, fantastic, successful career at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, California Properties.
welcome.
Thank you so much. That's been awesome. Well, we'll wrap it up and we'll see you guys next week.